Many cultures throughout history have been interested in the past. Occasionally, there were people who even engaged with the material remains in a manner that resembled that of archaeologists today. We can call these ancient archaeologists, although I use the term archaeologists in quotes because there were key differences with modern archaeologists. One commonly cited example of an ancient archaeologist was Thutmose IV, pharaoh of Egypt in the 15th century BC. Thutmose is best known for his excavation and restoration of the Great Sphinx. It is hard for us to imagine, but by the time of Thutmose, the Sphinx was already hundreds of years old and was almost completely buried by sand. According to Thutmose's account, which seems more than a bit exaggerated for dramatic and perhaps political effect, while the young prince was out on a hunting trip, he stopped to rest under the head of the Sphinx, which was buried up to the neck in sand. He soon fell asleep and had a dream in which the Sphinx told him that if he cleared away the sand and restored it, he would become the next pharaoh. After completing the restoration of the Sphinx, he placed a carved stone tablet, now known as the Dream Stele, between the two paws of the Sphinx. This stele shows Thutmose giving offerings to the Sphinx. So here we had an interest in the past so compelling that it prompted excavation and conservation of a monument. The difference with modern archaeology is that here the motivations were mystical and idiosyncratic. Indeed, some scholars speculate that Thutmose commissioned the Dream Stele mainly to justify his dubious claim to kingship after he usurped power from an older brother.